USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces mounted a counteroffensive as Russian forces hit residential areas across the country. A Russian rocket attack on the city that is home to Ukrainian forces in the east killed 3 people and wounded 13 others on Friday. The Russian Defense Ministry claims to have control of a village on the outskirts of the city of Donetsk. The Kremlin is seeking to seize Ukrainian-held areas north and west of that city to expand the separatist self-proclaimed republic. The man accused of attacking renowned author Salman Rushdie has pleaded not guilty. 24-year-old Hadi Matar has been charged with attempted murder and assault in a New York State court. Rushdie remains hospitalized on a ventilator. He can't speak and will likely lose an eye. The 75-year-old has been the subject of death threats for more than 3 decades. It's primary day in Hawaii. Voters there will decide the candidates for governor and other offices. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The family of a soldier who was killed at a military base near Killing, Texas is suing the government. Vanessa Guillen was killed by a fellow soldier in 2020 at Fort Hood. A military investigation found that she was also sexually harassed and that leaders failed to take appropriate action. The lawsuit narrative says that she told family that she didn't report the incidents for fear of retaliation. Her family is seeking $35 million in damages. Several people were hurt Friday evening after a car crashed into an Arlington, Virginia restaurant, which also caused a fire. A gaping hole was seen in front of Ireland's Four Courts Pub with smoke pouring out. The building is structurally sound, but it'll be a while before it can be occupied. The family of country singer Naomi Judd asked a court to seal police records and recordings related to the investigation into her death. The petition in Williamson County Chancery Court in Tennessee said releasing the records would inflict significant trauma and irreparable harm. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily is a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
More details are emerging about a shooting death that happened on a movie set.
The gun actor Alec Baldwin was holding in the fatal shooting on a movie set could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. That's according to an FBI forensic analysis obtained by ABC News Friday. Baldwin has said he didn't pull the trigger on the New Mexico set of the movie Rust when cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed in October. Director Joel Souza was also wounded. Testing of the gun, a Colt 45 revolver, shows it couldn't have been fired without the trigger being pulled. Baldwin thought he was holding a cold gun, that is one without live ammunition. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Health officials are urging people in New York City to be proactive after polio was found in wastewater samples. The disease was largely eradicated in the U.S., but now it's believed to be circulating in the Big Apple again. Dr. Mary Leahy, CEO of the Bon Secours Charity Health System, told CBS News that people need to take steps to make sure it doesn't spread.
If we can go back to having very, very high standards with regard to making sure that people are vaccinated and making sure that the immunization rates are better, that's our best method of protection.
The overall polio vaccination rate in New York is 86% among children 5 and under. Officials are concerned about some city zip codes where fewer than 2/3 of kids have received the polio vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.